backup.
To the back, to the master. In case the electricity goes out. Which we can all just go home at that point, right?
Gotta keep the meeting going if the power went out.
Yeah, it'll be right back on.
Okay, I've got 7 o'clock. I'd like to bring the Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees meeting to order. Date is October 14th, 2025 at 7 p.m. I'd like to request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Present.
Alex Litton. Present. Bo Miller.
Present.
Okay. Did you guys get a chance to look at the meeting minutes from the September 23rd meeting?
I did. I can make a motion to accept them.
I'll second. Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton. Yes. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fiscal officer's report.
We all have reports in front of us, including Sandy's here. We have checking. You have 1,300,404.37. That's pretty high because we got our second half property tax payment, which will reduce that number down next month. Star Ohio, we have $699,676.89. Receipts or deposits since last meeting, that totals $287,399.25. With $286,000 being that second half property tax payment, so that's why that number went up from last month. Okay. And then, let's see, warrants and electronic payments to approve. We have warrant number 23968 for 24129, and electronic payments 123-2025 for 125-2025. And that's going to total $115,460.27, with this being a little higher than average. This would be the third quarter fire department payroll in that payment listing. Obviously, it's not that high usually.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second it.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton. Yes. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Okay, what else you got for us, Joel? Anything else?
What are the other stuff? Oh, appropriations. We'll just go to new business. Can we do that? Everybody else does in these meetings, right?
Maybe sure.
Dive right down to it.
Yep.
So we all have gotten, Dave, yours got printed off in your box.
Yeah.
So I believe the email is, oh, I have it in front of me. So October 31st, you have that Excel spreadsheet. You put in your numbers, you send it back to me. That's for appropriation. The revenue side, I'm going to take care of because you don't know what that is anyways. But you're going to put in numbers for 26. You have 25's comparison, which you actually spent in 25 year to date. So you should help the department heads make a logical guess about what they're going to spend next year. Because you're going to have a year-end meeting and approve temporary appropriations before the start of 26. Like this 25, the end of 24, we did a reorg meeting, approved temporary appropriations. So January 1, we're rocking and rolling with temporary appropriations.
The only way that works is if this board's sitting here come after
November.
November. Right, so you may have to push that into January.
Potentially.
So
temporary appropriations, yeah, maybe like January 1.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait. And of course, you don't know how the levies are going to do in November, so you make some assumptions that what you're going to spend next year with the assumption the levy will pass. Because you can't just wait and hope. You should say, well, best laid plans are, this is what I want to spend next year. And then if the levies don't pass, then you guys have to make a decision what you're going to appropriate next year from those funds.
So this is more directed towards your department heads, because the stuff that we spend is
general fund.
Basically, you put that in, because you know, I mean, on electric, our standard operating.
But a yes and no, because if there's plant purchases you're going to make that are outside of the norm, the department heads work together. So strategically, I don't know what that is. Sometimes I do.
Okay.
So, but it's important, because let's say your levy doesn't pass for road. You can't let Kevin put in, he's conservative anyways, but, right, you got to look at his plan and say, we have to make a change. Or, nope, this is fine. That makes sense. And then that gives us a little buffer for the November month time and then the early part of December to say, yeah, this is fine. Any questions on that? What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Hall rental discussion process? Because I got an email from Denise Allen. So June 7th, she rented the hall. She was looking for a deposit back. And it's going to be good time. I just want to make sure I pass that email on to somebody to say, I don't have a check from her, so I can't give her a refund. So I don't know if it's in the recreation mailbox, right? Because then I can just cut her a check for the damage deposit. So I don't know where it is.
That was
back on June 7th, so that was months ago. Right.
You want to give us give me a copy, and I'll call up Gary.
Yeah. Because maybe it's sitting in his recreation mailbox, but I don't have a key to that. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
It's football season.
I'm good, other than, nothing else to report?
Okay. You want to tackle this one now? You want to wait?
Want to approve my report?
I don't even do that one at the end.
Do this one at the end?
I would. That we can get through all this work, all this personally. I mean, but you're the chairman, so.
Yeah,
it's your call. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, all this other stuff looks pretty quick. Are you sticking around, Joel?
Yeah. Do you want to approve my report?
The fiscal officer's report? Yeah, we already did.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, so that's
thank
all
you
got.
For being here.
Thanks.
Everybody's in a better mood that you're here, Joel. Yeah, even Sandy's got a smile on her face that you're here.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's unusual.
I told her when I just show her with the boss.
Go take a picture.
My face red because it feels red.
It's getting there.
You don't do that for Denny, do you?
We miss you, Joel.
Oh, I wish it was reciprocal, but it's...
All right. We'll just chug through the rest of this stuff and then jump back to that. Zoning department. Did you guys get any reports?
Nope.
We had one last month, or previous meeting. Fire department. So.
Well, good evening, everyone. Again, with the fogs in the morning, make sure you got your headlights on. Today I was driving from this side of town to the west side of town, and it was amazing how many people would not turn their headlights on, and it makes it difficult. But nevertheless, please use your headlights when we have fog. Total runs to date is right around 283 runs to date so far. In the last week, we've had a couple of combine fires. Fortunately, the combine equipment itself did not sustain substantial damage. And they were caught early by the drivers or operators. But we did have a field that had caught fire, and we used our mutual aid partner, and we used almost 4,000 gallons of water on that field. And then the farmer afterwards brought in a piece of equipment to turn the ground over to ensure that we wouldn't have a rekindle. We were very fortunate not to, he didn't lose any crops. That was our main focus as to that, but it did, put smoke across Route 2, which made it difficult to travel. And it's amazing please, neighbors, when you have fire and police equipment on the road like that, please drive slow past our stuff. You don't need to maintain a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit going past us. We got guys that become complacent. You know, they're not trying to be, but they're focused on their job. They're going to get something on the other side of the truck. You know, we don't need anybody hurt or killed. So please share that with your friends and neighbors, too. Please be kind and go slow past us.
Excuse me, Tony. Did the sheriff ever come?
The sheriff did not. We did get a Metro Parks officer assistance, is what we got. So, it's...
I was curious.
Yep. To my knowledge, I did not see anyone, and I was there the whole period of time for it. So, we did have a really fun night at Jerusalem School. Last Wednesday was their family night. They have like a book fair and a family night, and this is a better opportunity for us to see the community and do a little bit of fire prevention. We had a ton of kids come through the equipment and look through it, and it was fun. They're just a lot of fun to be with. tomorrow we begin our pump testing. Is tomorrow. That's a third party pump test. We'll be taking the trucks over to Allen Clay just because we're doing it both at the same time. Hopefully we're going to save a little bit on a travel time fee. Lastly, I have is would like permission to purchase a power stair chair. I'm going to bring it in real quick. Oh, there's the price on it.
That's not yet. So it's like just over 2,000.
Well, Bo, instead of clamps, you should be making medical equipment.
I'm telling you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it may not look like a lot, but when you're in some of these homes and we have some of the residents that we have to assist, this is sometimes the only device that will work for us because our cots are too long. Even if we compress them, they'll only go so short. So this is the tool, especially when we're dealing with stairs, whether we're descending down the stairs or even ascending up the stairs. This has a integrated motor system on it, and so there's a track system back here. This comes down. This part adjusts. The reason I'm showing you this is it's an expensive tool. It is, but it's well worth it for us to be able to do our job. You know, because we're a volunteer department, some of our responders are really older members on the department. So we need every advantage we can get, and this is a tool that helps deliver that. As well as this, we have the power cot. The cot can lift up and down by itself. It'll carry up to 750 pounds. And then we have a power load system that's in the medic unit that receives the cot and lowers the cot down. And so it takes a lot of the back-breaking part of it out of it. Just a backstory on this, trustees, is we've had this for 7 months now, over 7 months. Stryker was gracious enough to give it to us as a trial, and we were able to hang on to it. The whole time we were doing this, we had been trying to get a BWC grant. In the beginning of the year, the grants were not being going out because of changes. Then the grants finally started coming available again, and every time our grant writer applies for it, the system kicks her out. She's contacted our BWC person, and even that person was experiencing the same trouble. I would like to purchase this one. We will continue to write the grant, and we have two medic units, so we'd like to eventually get two, but I am asking you guys to approve a purchase order in the sum of about a little over $18,000.
How many?
Yeah, we should be in the business of building these things.
How many times have you used it? Yeah. Since
oh, this one here, we probably used this at least a dozen times. Oh, wow. There was a neighbor down in Reno who was on quite elevated steps, and this was the only way to get him up and down and without hurting our guys. So it's we still put a guy in the front and the back, but two people can do it. But we try and you know, get more help as when we can. But it's just another tool in the toolbox, but it's a back saver.
So, can I see that real quick?
I'll just get this out of the way.
So, there was, they got 12 months same as cash on that starting when? Do we got
Still available right now if we wanted to exercise that. I did have a conversation with Joel earlier.
Okay.
I believe we have plenty of money still remaining in our budget that we can handle this purchase. I don't foresee any other extreme large purchases. Remember, you guys supported the roof repairs. That has worked out fine. We're doing really well on the, we haven't seen any more evidence of the roof problems. So all of the trucks, the unforeseen one with that truck, but that's an emergency maintenance repair. So we're in pretty good shape right now.
So you have it in your budget to spend this this week?
Do you agree, Joel? Can you also, he's looked at it. He feels we can.
It's October, so
yeah,
still enough appropriated.
So with having the experience with these things, having used the old one that we had, have taken many of people down in them. I wish we would have had that. The biggest thing with tools like that is it's safety for the guys, because you're not going to get a hernia. You're not going to throw your back out. Less chances, I guess I should say, with that. It is a very, very handy tool. The worst case, you don't want to drop somebody going down. Absolutely. With the old one, the old
that
style.
And or not only the patient, but the rescuer as well, handling the patient. So.
And there's an awful lot of houses around here that have steps.
The higher one, I mean, there's a lot of them down there, Reno Howard Farms, that are way up there in the air getting out of the floodplain. Yeah. You know.
They had one particular one. We were going there repeatedly for assistance. Yeah. And
So currently, do we only have one of those units?
We only have one of those. We have a manual one, too.
Oh, okay.
So manual version. There's no track system or nothing on it. So.
And the manual one was probably designed and built when Dave was born, if not really. Just saying. It's
wait a minute. Now, the dinosaurs weren't out yet.
Yeah. 06. So, I mean,
make the motion.
I move to, if the chief's got the money in his budget to approve this, I make a motion to get it. It's for safety for our guys.
Yeah, I agree.
Is that the exact dollar amount that they need to approve, or is
there? Yeah, there is an exact.
I'm sorry.
Please. We're going to do $5,000 now, and then the rest next year.
No,
he's
I'm asking just to pay the whole.
Oh, just pay the whole thing.
Just pay the whole thing.
It's for $18,114.32 for the Stryker stair chair. Howard searcher.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Thank you again, Joel. Joel, that's not an official invoice. I will get one, and then
he's got to open a purchase.
I'll get it approved for you.
He's got to open a purchase. And the BWC grant that you guys will get next year will.
We will apply for another one.
Yeah. And that will go back in the coffers.
That's a complete, we don't have to pay any contributing monies to that. We're eligible for it. That was the biggest thing is had we been eligible. So we were.
Yeah.
But their programs are having difficulties. Okay. That's all I had. Trustee, unless you have any other questions for me.
Yes, sir. Anything else at the moment?
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Thanks. Okay, maintenance department.
Pretty quick. We've raised the electric line from the shop out to the pole in the front. That's why we had the power down that day.
Yep.
That's elevated now, so the odds of a garbage truck accidentally leaving the forks up and catching it, or us getting it with a dump truck, are a lot slimmer now than it was before. Went up on the pole about 3 foot higher. Replaced the light out over top of the fuel pump. That was the last of our energy sucking lights that was at the fuel pump. Now everything in the parking lot's LED. County has come out and started mowing, if you've noticed, Elliston Road, Teach Out Road. I'm trying to think what road they were on yesterday. Another road, but they have actually sent somebody out to start using their mower, so we haven't used it quite as much. But they're loaning us their mower to use. We're trading back and forth now on whether they come out or not, if we're using it. But like over on your road, Bo, we mowed that. Reached out about as far as we can on that brush. I'm in the process of getting property owners permission to cross and go on the other side of the ditch so we can eliminate all that brush before it becomes big trees. And down the road, it'd be causing an issue with the road and the ditch. That's what I hope to keep trying to do, depending on available money. Just get all that stuff that the counties give us, and that way in the future, it'll be a lot less maintenance and a lot easier to take care of. But that's pretty much what we've been doing, just staying on that type mowing, because the grass mowing now is about every 2.5 weeks, so.
Did you get our tractor fixed yet?
Not quite. I may have the county talked into actually doing those for us, because they have the crane and everything where they can pick up the mower and the brackets off the side and swing it out of the way so you could open that door and make it about a 2-hour project instead of like an 8 or a 9. So it can be used the way it is right now. You gotta be cautious with it when you're buzzing down the road. Because if you would have either one, it's got two different master cylinders in it, which is kind of dangerous, because if one fails and you hit the other one, only one wheel's locking up on it, and you're gonna go in a circle, and odds are you'd roll over it and kind of speed. But they both seem to be seeping out of those pistons on the master cylinder. Have not seen anything leak in quite a while. Been out, started it, drove it around. Don't know if it had some dirt in it, but just in case, we're gonna just replace them as a safety issue. So, and other than that, the county has our big truck, and they are supposedly calibrating. I haven't heard anything back again, but they're calibrating the salt on it, so that way we know on the dial how many pounds it's putting down per mile. That way we can efficiently set it and not oversalt with it. And in the long run, we're gonna save a bunch of money by knowing how much we're applying and knowing how much you have to apply with an event. So that is everything, unless you guys got something that needs attention.
Nope, I'm good.
Good.
All right.
Thanks.
Rec department, it's on there, but I think we're gonna, I also have that under new business, so we can skip that. All right, under old business, I've got the levy meeting for 10/16/25.
That's Thursday at 7?
Thursday at 7, yep. There's a chance I won't be able to make that one, so I'm going to reach out to Rob and see if he can run the live stream, unless one of you guys want to deal with that.
Try. I got my cheat sheet down here still. It's been a while. But
either way, yeah. If you're cool with doing it, then I won't bother.
Yeah, I can try. Yeah, it's been a while. But
yeah, it was about 3 years ago we did that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've messed with that, but I got the cheat sheet there, so I should be able to do it.
Pretty much exactly the same, so we're all good to go on that. Okay, any other old business?
No.
Didn't really have much at the moment. Okay, on to new business. I guess, do you want to skip that and put it at the end? We'll skip it and put it at the end.
Okay.
Number two, rec direction decision.
All right, so I talked to you guys last meeting, and I sent out, hopefully everybody got my email.
Yep.
Regarding, we need some ideas of what to do with this wreck. I'm not ready to throw the towel in it yet, but I do want to get through what we have going on with the roads and fire. You got my email right there?
Yep.
Yeah, so I had thrown a couple ideas out there. You could get we could have them do the free and reduced, get the voucher from the school.
For them kids, we could pay 50% of the sports fee instead of all of it. We could require the participants to pay for their jerseys, which is what Oregon does. And then number four was no treatment to the fields in the spring. Them are just some ideas. So, you know, we got to have a discussion on it. I'm leaning towards the, you know, paying maybe 50% of the sports fee for all of them. Just pay half. I think it was $17,000 last year we spent. And so we'd be half. You know, was what the total was on that. So, you know, if we paid half, we don't have a rec director, so we don't have that wage. We could bypass the treatment on the fields in the spring. Obviously, I don't want that to go for very long.
I could probably get that paid for.
The treatment. So, I mean, I think we could skip a year if we had to, but I wouldn't want to do it two years because it'd be...
You can't. It goes to hell real
it'd
quick.
It'd be a mess, but... that's... I don't know if anybody has any other ideas or thoughts on this, but...
I could probably get somebody to pay for the jerseys, too. And the rest, I don't know. We're going to have to debate that, you know.
Do you want to make a decision now? Do you want to wait until after election to see if our levies pass? Because...
Yeah, let's do that.
I'd hate to make a decision on this, and then we find out both our levies pass, and then we made a decision on this. That would really be difficult.
And remember, that's all...
Fail.
It's going to be coming out of the general fund.
Yep.
It
always did before. Even.
Well, yeah, we subsidized it. I mean, there was a rec levy, but
before we had the levy.
Yeah. So, I'm good with it. I just want to have the ball rolling on this because we have to make a decision before year end on this, so we know what's going into January.
I think we got to have the rec board here. We should have them talking with us too.
Well, these were some of the ideas that they had given us mm-hmm. when I met with them that night. And then when they were here, I think Jim and Vivian had showed up to a meeting. And, you know, I had brought the ideas of what they had towards it. I mean, they want to keep it going, but they understand that we have to make cuts somewhere to keep it going until we get a levy passed.
Let's just let it go till November after.
And then maybe ask them to join us at a meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Have the rec board join us at a meeting.
I'd rather have them together with us when we make a decision.
Yeah. Makes sense. That'd be the November 11th or 25th?
I would do the 11th.
25th isn't that Thanksgiving week?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Should probably talk about that too.
Just doing one meeting that month. Actually, I won't even be here that, or no, I'll be gone the week after.
Yeah. All right, so we'll ask them to join us in the November 11th meeting. I guess while we're on that topic, do we want to cancel that November 25th meeting?
I'm good with it.
December's the same way.
Yeah, we'll get to that in December.
Let's just see what happens.
The calendar doesn't change. It's the same every year. Right? You just talk about it now and kill it, you know?
Well, it's the 23rd, yeah.
Let's make that decision on the 11th about if we're going to have a meeting or not. How's that?
Sure, for November. That's fine. Yeah,
there's a lot of things going on. And
I'll reach out to the rec board about the 11th, November 11th.
Yep, sounds good.
Damn fly.
Okay, do we want to talk about Paul rentals going into the future? I mean, Gary's been taking care of it for us, and correct me if I'm wrong, he said he was going to take care of it through the end of the year, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
I think that will probably...
We could just save that.
Yeah, let's hold on to that for till we get done with some other stuff that we got to look at.
Okay. Number five. Oh.
I have a question for the hall rental.
Sure.
If you're going to let it go. I have sent in an application to rent it in December. It says that he will review it and send it back to me. And then I'm to take the check and give it to Joel with the application. Is that the process we're doing?
I receive a check and an application. I don't know about the first part.
Okay, I went to the website, I filled out the application, I sent it. I'm assuming it went to Gary.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gary's no longer with the township. It also said that it would be reviewed and sent back as a valid date and all that.
And you haven't got it yet?
I haven't received anything back yet, no.
I could follow up with Gary and ask him about it, confirm.
Well, I reconfirmed the date with him, but I wanted to turn in my check to Joel, it says it's going to send the application back to me so I can turn it in with my check.
Oh, like the online portion says it's going to return it to you?
Yes.
Hold on a second, I'll look something up real quick.
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep talking.
I can ask Gary about it. Yeah, it's something that really hasn't crossed my mind until the past couple of weeks since he's been taking care of it for us.
Yeah. I could ask him about it too if you want me to, but I'm trying to figure out if you're still using the same procedure or...
Yeah, everything's all the same till the end of the year. Unless you guys want to change it now, or do you want to just wait until the end of the year?
I think we got to have a conversation a little bit further in this before we make a decision.
Sandy, can I ask what date you were considering?
December 6th.
Okay. Yep.
Because I got the 13th. That's what I was asking. last year we had a little confusion in it, so... But
what day, Sandy?
December 6th. That's a Saturday, correct?
Yeah. It is blocked out. One of the things, I was just looking on here, one of the things that I do want to see... on here, if we can do it, and I'm going to rely on Alex on this aspect, because he's really good in the Google stuff, is can we, because Kevin, you access this calendar too, correct?
You can click on the rental if you've got the authority. You can click on it. It'll say
who it is.
Then you can hit the info. It'll tell you who's got it.
Yeah, I don't have that.
If I wouldn't have sent my phone in the other room, I could have showed it to you.
Yeah, we should just make a way that whoever's looking to rent should be able to open that up and see who's renting it. See that it's confirmed.
Well, they are. When they're red, they're not available. But I think as the trustee, Kevin has it, but I think the trustee should be able to see who the rental is. That way if somebody calls and says, hey, did I get Sandy Nissen? Did I get my hall get confirmed? I can look. I'm like, oh, yeah, we got your name in there. That's your hall rental. Because right now it's rented. Barb could have beat you to it, and she's going to use it that day. So then you, Terry, are going to have to fight.
I told him last December.
Get the chair out.
We'll just need to cross that bridge.
It's confirmed, but they said that I needed the returned application to give it to Joel.
Listen, we'll take your money. Then we'll probably
like the invoice going back.
You can just give him the check. We'll get it figured out.
No, from what I hear, people can't get their deposit back.
That was back from June. I don't know what happened there, but that was well before Terry.
Okay. I guess next item, number five, Lucas County Economic Development Corp. Afternoon of Impact event.
I got an email on that, but it cost $100, so I don't know if I'm going to go or not.
Yeah,
I'm debating that.
Yeah, is it worth it? Probably not.
That's what I was wondering too.
Okay, number six, health insurance renewal.
So we saw the email from Julie. I had emailed her back. The insurance, I think it was 2.9% was what it was going up.
Yep.
Increase, which is not bad. But I told her to go out and see what's out there, see if she can get a zero cost increase, zero cost, because 2.9 is 2.9.
She told me that we should sign up for the 2.9, and they have been, we haven't used it much, the insurance, so she says we might get a 0-1, but she won't know for about three days.
Yeah.
So we should just sign up, she said, and it, if we do get that, she'll take us down to zero, you know, no increase.
Yeah.
We have that grandmother plan, don't we, still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That if we never leave...
You know, oh, it's going to be terrible, yeah.
A lot more. Double.
But I'll tell you this, there are some of them are forcing, so like Medical Mutual bought out Paramount. If you are on a Paramount grandmother plan, they're discontinuing them end of the year. Mm-hmm. And yep. They force you onto the Obamacare.
And that's not good.
No.
And see, with the Medical Mutual,
what was Trump?
They've sent it out the last 3 years or 4 years. They send out the threatening letter about if you're going out of network with ProMedica and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They do it every year. They threaten you to change your provider. And every year, as long as your provider signs off and says that they'll accept what Medical Mutual is,
yeah.
It's just a letter to scare the 90-year-old lady that she better get back. So,
well, that's you, Sandra.
So do we need to make a motion or anything on that?
Yeah.
Well, usually she brings it. I mean, the last email she responded, she was going to go out and do that.
Yeah, she said just to pass it tonight, you know, the 2.9, and then if we do get zero, well, she'll take it down to zero. So she says all we have to do is pass it tonight.
Should know how much you're passing for how much.
2.9 more. Okay, I'll call her up tomorrow and get it.
You know what I mean by that? Like,
yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
No, but did she say sorry, but of course I have to pay the bill?
When do we have to pay it?
What's the debt? What's the bill?
No. Yeah,
December 31st is the renewal date by what I got from Medical Mutual.
November?
December.
Oh, December, yeah.
What did she say that we need to pass it by?
She just said we could pass it tonight, you know.
Usually November, November, December, that's usually when they come around and they're really...
Yeah, she comes out and she says, don't change your policy.
Yeah, so...
So we could do it... Whatever.
We could do it at the end of this month if she has the info.
She gives you the chart.
You want the paperwork.
Well, you should have the paperwork too, right?
I don't have a copy.
We don't have nothing on it.
Because she breaks down what your plan is and...
Yeah, we can do it by the end of this month, so we'll be good.
I'll call her back tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have it. She'll have it, because I knew she said it was only going to be a couple more days.
Yeah, she said 3 more days, and then I'll be all settled. Yeah.
Okay, number 7, continuing to work with County Engineer Office on Cedar Point FLAP grant.
That's just ongoing.
You know, I did see, hold on a second. Was that from Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got an email.
I thought I saw it. And the one thing that estimated cost for construction to widen is 18 feet, $750,000. Design and inspection. Estimated total project is $846,000. And how much of that did they want us to put up?
There's nothing down yet, but we might get a OPWCA grant, and we might have to put 10%. I don't know what that's going to be yet, so it's all up in the air yet. It's all being worked out.
Oh, that's where it was, a 10%.
Of the OPWCA grant.
Yeah.
But I don't know what we're going to get from that either yet, so everything's in the air, but we're working on it.
She did ask in the email if we wanted to keep you as the project applicant, or if we wanted to change it.
Yeah, she thought I wasn't running again, so that's why she did that.
Oh, okay. It's probably not a big deal to change down the road if we need to.
Okay, yeah, I thought I saw a dollar amount there that we were going to have to come up with.
No, there is none.
Yeah, we got to wait for the OPWC. Okay.
But that'll help get the grant, the FLAP grant, if we add something to it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why we're doing that.
On your part.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a win-win deal if we can get all this and only have to pay $20,000 or something like that. And we're getting almost $800,000, I think.
Yeah, it was $846,000, $850,000 almost. So.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Do we need a motion or anything for that?
No. No. There's okay. Nothing confirmed yet.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Number 8, CEC invoice approval. You guys should have a copy of this. It's an invoice from CEC for the Ohio Lake Erie Commission grant project we've been working on for the past several months. This is just payment number 2. I'd like to get this invoice approved. Then I have to send a copy of this invoice to the Ohio Lake Erie Commission for reimbursement. So I'd like to approve it, but not pay it until we get reimbursed. So I guess I'd like to...
Second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Alex Litton? Yes. Bo Miller?
Yes.
All right, easy peasy.
Yeah. For $49,170.
Right, for invoice number 488-822 in the amount of $49,170.00 to be paid once we're reimbursed by the Ohio Lake Erie Commission. Just a quick update on that project. All their field sampling is done. They're just doing all of their report preparation now. The project should be finalized by February, and we'll have one or two public presentations on that project. So that's chugging along. That's sucked up a lot of my time this past couple of months. That's all I have on that. Number 9, trick-or-treat times.
Yep. Following Oregon's, like we always do, 6 to 8 on the 31st. Put it on the sign. I'll put it on the sign. And
Facebook. Yep. All that good stuff.
We always do the same thing they do. Cool.
All right, number 10, lot offers.
Okay, so Rob called me last week and said there was a couple that stopped in the office and they had offers for 2 parcels in the township. And they thought we were doing a bid opening that night, which I didn't. I'm like, no, we don't.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from either. So they're sealed. These are 2 available properties that are on our list. We're getting down there. So do you guys want to open these tonight?
Might as well.
Yeah.
And see what they are.
Where's the list posted for that?
On the website.
Which website's that?
The township website. Jerusalem Township. So this first one is for parcel number 3366744. The parcel address is 432 West, from a Joycelyn Carroll for $500. That's 432 West.
Yep.
And this is from the same lady.
Is there sewers or anything there?
It says no water, no sewer on our list. Yeah. Obviously no water, but.
This is the same lady, Joycelyn Carroll, parcel number 3370051. Parcel address is 502 Pavilion, and they offered $500 for that one also. So, is there anything on the scroll? Is there anything on there?
Is she got anything next to him or anything?
No, they're opposite. That's what I. It was kind of odd. They're just
different roads.
They're what?
They're just different roads.
Different roads. The parcels aren't connected.
Last year, they had Pavilion back up.
Yeah.
Tower, so.
And I don't think they own anything near them.
I know. If it's a lot that I'm thinking about on Pavilion, it would be almost behind that yellow duplex that sits on Howard Road, but it would be on the east side of Pavilion is where it would be.
Just so you can see it on the map.
And it ain't that big, and I know there was some kind of a finance company had bought a bunch of them little lots, and about every other year, there's about 25 signs in that area that they're selling everything.
337-0051. Pavilion and Galbraith.
Interesting.
Is that a buildable lot there? Probably not.
Probably not. There's only two. See if they own anything next to it.
Either one of them big enough to build anything on?
That one's not. That's only got two.
The other one definitely isn't.
And the other one is, I hate that Aries.
So clunky.
Yeah. Do you want to do the other one?
Yeah, so they don't own anything there.
7-4-4.
You know, before I vote, I wouldn't mind going and seeing them before we, I don't know, see the area, really.
I'm pretty familiar with both of these spots.
I'm not enjoying.
Ah, yeah. Do they own this one? It's funny that name comes up next to both sets of lots, but that's different than this person. It's interesting. Because the same person owned lots adjacent to the other property.
The other property.
It's weird.
Here's the problem, though. We opened the bids, and now it's cat's out of the bag on it. So I think that we should either sell them or not, but
open it up for bids, you mean, again or something?
Well,
or?
No, I mean, because we've already opened these bids up on these in a meeting. We never advertised for a
That's what I meant. You know, yeah. We should advertise maybe.
So I think we should get rid of them personally. It's two more lots that we can get out of the townships.
Well, I'd rather get rid of them too. I mean,
out of the property if they're gonna. I mean, they're we see what lots they are. They're not buildable.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No.
Well, the address is not a
Investment company.
Well, it's not a investment that we can tell by.
And these have been advertised multiple years in a row.
They've been on the website for a long time.
Like what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, they've been on there a long time.
Yeah.
So
unload them.
Yep. So I can. You want to do it individual, each one, Joel? All right.
Yeah.
So.
Put that towards.
I move to sell parcel number 337-0051, parcel address 502 Pavilion, for the offer purchase price of $500 to a Joycelyn Carroll. Just need a second.
I'll second. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes. I'd like to also move to sell parcel number 336-6744. Which is parcel address 432 West for the purchase offer of $500 to a Joycelyn Carroll.
I'll second. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
What were those two addresses again?
The parcel, 432 West.
Yep.
And 502 Pavilion. So Joel, you'll, and here are these, you can, I'll give you these so you can invoice them. And then, they'll have to get the quick claim deeds made and sent over to us to sign.
All I'm going to do is give an invoice.
Yeah.
Give the invoices to you?
Or mail them to them. If you want to mail them out to them.
You don't send them instructions or anything?
Yeah, go ahead and send them to them. Just give them to me. Just give them to me.
Kevin. Next meeting, hang some fly things up, will you?
Right there.
Where?
There's one out in the hallway. Oh. One around the corner.
Hang one here. They're terrible right here.
I'll hang fly tapes. Yeah. A lot more fun in here.
Yeah. Miserable up here.
Thank you.
Okay. Last item on the list, executive session. So I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of an employee or official. Do I have to read this whole thing?
No, I think you're close enough.
No, you're close enough.
I can second that.
Okay. Yep. All right. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton. Yes. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Yeah, I got him.
I don't know he's behind you, David.
No. Yeah. Oh, there's six of them up here.
Just an FYI, live stream is still rolling. So.
Are you going to leave it on?
It's on right now.
It's on.
Feel free to say hi to the public.
Did you leave this one on?
That one's on too.
Oh, they're all on.
They're all on. Not saying a word.
Never did.
Is it a Facebook thing?
No. No, it's, I have no idea.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. Is that oh, I smacked the fly. I killed the fly that was on the thing. And
okay.
You can go into that talk of groups. They got just go to your public roller.
That's on my Facebook.
No, not on Facebook.
Just Google it.
Yeah. Google. They opened the weekend that they opened, so when you Google it here,
So you go to the menu?
Open Thursday or Friday. There's everything friggin' already rented.
Just go to the
friends group.
Just the pages. So. So you have to click
drag it out and hook onto it.
It's
same discount price. You save on $30. Just a few of
them. Okay, how are you?
I'm putting over the fees on it.
Yeah.
I thought I said, stay in here.
Oh, yeah. Was all resources.
Yeah. I was looking for so, maybe 2 Halloween weekends, gonna do a third now with all the solder.
They don't make it easy for me to do that.
We've been recycling candy, everything that they aren't gonna eat goes in the bucket to hand out the next time.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but it's still fishing around.
There's things that I can't eat.
Yeah, because it's got given that spacer on its two clips in.
Over here.
What's your
so click on community, like, go back
700 pieces of candy.
The menu.
Great pieces in the bowl.
Click on resources.
So steadily going down, even though we're adding out of their
go to hit resources again.
Out yet.
No, you have to
eat the bunch.
Oh, you gotta go back to menu. Go up a little bit, real estate opportunities. Scroll up, sale of land bank properties.
I have another
parcel.
My sugar. And front street.
Thanks.
Yep.
So much steroids.
Something good.
Prednisone. That makes your sugar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So very good, it's bad.
Was that an outboard or an inboard?
That's well, the other day.
Originally.
Inboard, outboard.
Yeah, but now it's outboard.
Yeah.
We have an engine sitting in the building.
He wasn't hurt that bad.
Tarp over it.
None of these have water or sewer.
Dumped over.
And they, it was, the kidney stone was too large to pass. So they're gonna have to blow it up.
This'll be good though.
While he's in there, he's got an infection. Which.
It doesn't even have to do it.
Well, they were gonna put a stent in to.
Well, I don't, that I don't know. I heard the fire shovel.
I don't know if it was so he could pass the stone.
Sometimes they'll do that in the tub, they'll make it down larger.
Oh, okay. They put the stent in, and they said there was so much garbage that happened. They want to stick it in, but you know.
Clubhouse has got.
It was the whole thing.
Clubhouse does?
Yeah.
I was wondering which of them.
Got the infection, the same day, the same stent.
Didn't come my way.
Okay. I think they did it based on how many houses it would look like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's been. Cause they cut the first two, that's the first one, they didn't get the last one.
I didn't, yeah, that's amazing. I was, I had a woman call me the other day, I wanted to know about mine.
Well, it doesn't.
What was Tim's name? Tolman?
Tolman?
You know, the little cabin of theirs? Nancy's neighbor. Asked me to do some research on that. The grass is cut, but it don't look like it's been, I could be, Tolman sold it, Tim Tolman sold it in 1988. And this lady wants to buy it.
Tolman's a trick.
Oh, he was a little whacked out.
Oh, he still is.
Oh, he's still alive, I don't know that. I haven't seen him in 30 years, Bruce, yeah.
I think it was the long, I don't think that was a log cabin one.
It's like a log cabin, a little log cabin. Only 600 square feet, but she wanted to buy some other property and build, and I said, well, you know, that's in the floodplain, and you gotta build up about 10, 12 feet.
Sure.
So.
If they'll let you build.
Yeah, if everything else was okay, then you got, but you still gotta build up above the flood.
Then the final thing is the health department, they make the decision.
Exactly, yeah, that's a good one.
Because of sewage and well.
Well, you got FEMA involved, they got the hands and shit now, too. $160.
You gotta, don't forget about out of the blue Bob. From the commission's office. Comes up with all these rules and regulations right out of the blue.
Yeah.
What I'm reading, I think the Oregon, once you get put in there, that is not a good thing. All these townships and all these states and everything, every time they got the state commission, the worst thing that could have ever happened. Pollution's.
Well, from my experience, they try to get the people to take part of the electric bill show.
Everybody's electric bill, who's all in the communities.
Exactly.
They are too.
Somebody's getting a lot of money.
Oregon don't want it. They're got signs up all over the place that had to.
Yeah, but what I've learned about a lot of these deals, by the time that it gets to this point, the deals are. This is just window dressing to make the public happy that they're talking to you about it.
Well, they got certain steps they gotta go through to inform the public.
Right.
That's all they're doing.
You know.
Formality.
What are you buying?
Wait, yeah.
It's kinda like an ad that shows up in the paper before it's let out.
You know, like when they went in through Toledo, put all of CBS's and little gas stations and all of them, well, they would have, maybe.
the property had already been bought, the consultant had already been paid, it's a done deal, they're just making you feel good because you get to go to a meeting and voice your opinion.
Well, that's what I always wanted to do.
The permits have been pulled.
I know a guy that they bought his property, paid him off, but the lady next door to him, 4 years ago, they paid her, and she was on a farmer voice and the mom said, well, and he's gonna do the same thing, but he's done farming. But they already paid, so okay, so that tells you what they're gonna do if it don't go through. These guys gotta give them back the money they already spent, you know?
No, they're on the land.
They could tear them down if they can't tell them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Tony Parker.
Where is that?
They got, he got a sweet deal. Who's the trucking guy next to him? Is it Ride Racer with the big garage? I can't think of his name, but he got the garage is about 3 times bigger now.
Oh, Norm. Norm Nicholson?
Yeah, yeah, the trucking guy.
Oh, they bought Norm out?
Yeah.
He's over the city, he is. I just saw.
Tony's house was Norm's house. Tony bought that house and Norm built the house next door.
Paid for that way, you know what?
Mine's gotta be 80 or 82.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just saw him driving one of his trucks the other day.
Sandy would have a problem.
Where's the, where's Tony going? You gonna build him?
Let's see, when we. His brother used to drive for me. They, quite a few years, does well himself.
In the city of Oregon, right?
Y'all a nice guy, super nice guy.
Boys and girls basketball.
I had him all the stone frame, white glass, the facility.
And there's.
Always made his deals.
Since. Which was one of mine in a couple of months.
It's a basketball. Oh, he's just that kind of guy.
And then we had first and second grade boys. One or two coaches.
And what about the township?
It's 42.
The schools.
Never heard of some actually great schools. Sometimes they're pushing it from schools.
Oh, yes, crazy.
I think we just decided there's that because it was just.
It's getting the basketball.
It's got.
That's.
Go figure something out. And more people would be kind of upset about taxes if they didn't have a chip each dollar.
Most of them.
Yeah, I mean, if they were picking out stones, doing well.
And they're supposed to.
Sandy.
They're supposed to be checking in home, is one of the schools, you have those big cash reserves and stuff, if they're bad.
I had that they.
Yeah, then they don't get the cash.
I don't know if you guys want to make sure that.
Well, yeah, give everybody a raise and hey, we're broke.
Yeah.
I don't, no, I don't know. Could you bring a rice water? That's what I'm gonna do.
We had one in there, I picked it up the other day, was spotted a fly. I pulled the handle and the flapper part of the handle was under the roof. That's how old that plastic.
Yeah, I got some of those that are in the shape of a hand.
Yeah, sure.
I got a big one that can't.
When they had the money, what they do?
That was good then.
Do shit with the roads?
No, you better look at a few roads.
Did you have school today?
No. What?
You didn't have school yesterday either, did you?
We're on cancel.
You don't know what hockey is?
Well, it was a lot.
Hockey's when there's.
Columbus Day yesterday, teachers, they got something from Mike Oregon, great, good, got something.
Might have got worse.
They're only going 2 days this week. Yesterday and today at radio.
About 4 o'clock in the morning.
Go to the.
You paid somebody to call us money.
Go to class.
Pretty sad. What happens when they're there too?
It'll say, no.
It'll say RJ was tardy today.
No, it'll say.
It'll start to get light though, that makes it.
I know Oregon's at school.
That field across.
I thought Oregon.
It seems just there, it looked like it was on.
But like Herbert did.
Like it was all smoke. Right about 15 foot off the.
Genoa schools.
Got it, it looked like it was actually.
No, Genoa was closed today.
Yeah, Genoa was closed. Did it grab them? They actually should have closed over here. Look at you.
He killed it. How about there was a snack?
He either ate it or put it in the garbage. But, yeah, it was weird how they didn't have enough fog down there, but yet it was foggy enough here.
It must be because of the lake.
Some of them is.
Got them, there's two of them.
Hey, you're an ace.
Oh, one of them's still crawling, you better get it quick.
Always comes there.
Dead now.
Get back to it.
I got three of them anyway. Did my part for the night.
Usually I can blame it on the food pantry, but they had the doors propped open. And I kept telling them, you're gonna have.
Well, if you live long enough, you're gonna live there again.
They're coming this way. It'll get cold, triple on coats.
Yeah.
Oh, there's air conditioning?
What?
Yeah.
Sewer line.
It is, none of them look familiar, so I'm assuming they weren't residents, but I didn't go back to the list.
They had to pay for it.
Throw it away.
It was already got bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's the city.
They're gonna pay for the front.
They don't need to.
Get all of that.
Yeah.
Pay for them.
Sewer line, grants. That's the great benefit to living in a city. Pay for the sidewalks, all the way.
Look, let's go all over.
They can't.
Just realize it's true. They take you. But they take and friggin' do that. Now they realize there's a job and somebody's gonna have to.
Yeah, the first guy is in family.
Yeah, just like the guy in charge of the family. They don't do anything. What's the rose? Well, like Dave, he's pushed on Panuski and they've got those grants. Like when we did Bono Road and Vila Road.
Money means they're not that.
And County Line Road, which we split with Benton Township, they were all covered under the same flat grant.
You get good grades?
So, and.
A's, B's, C's, D's.
At the county.
Where you at?
They pushing it because that was one of the years we were a little down because we were spent. And friggin', we got them through and that was like.
You go to Eisenhower?
$600,000 or $700,000 then.
There you go.
Or you go to Jerusalem.
Now that would be over $1 million.
Jerusalem?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They know all these grants.
It's around here somewhere.
They spent with the guy that was in charge of us. That I don't think that's find the thing that said grant on it.
And then you'll go to Eisenhower next, right?
I mean, that girl, she really does good work and she knows what she's talking about.
Jerusalem?
It's great to work with her.
Very great.
But now they've assigned to somebody else that I've met him. He's a real young guy. He's most probably maybe at the worst in the 20s. And I see how aggressive he is, but. So. Nope. Yep.
I can see how that renovation thing has to pass, but there's not kids up there.
I'm not for that.
It's a cycling phase. When I was at the house, I grew up there and by road, that damn house.
People that are playing the system.
There's kids in that neighborhood.
Are the ones that are not playing it at the school.
And here's the other thing, how many kids are ambitious enough to go play sports anyway?
It's a good thing for them, keeps them off the streets and keeps them off the.
Before it was, yeah, you know, and they could question you on it. The same thing with the.
Parents gotta keep them outside.
They never ask you to prove.
It's a home, go to bed and you get on the computer at night and play games all night.
With our cell phone wreck, when you go to the school.
These cell phones, you have to show over this country.
Social media.
Down, never is making anything.
Sure.
They are game.
Well, I tell you, one good movement and his moves across the country.
The last.
People can't set them down for 2 minutes.
They're not allowing them in the classrooms to make. I couldn't even imagine that they did begin with.
You couldn't take calculators.
Glenda, she says.
Well, you have to now because they can't add, they can't write, they can't do anything.
You know what?
Well, two times two isn't four anymore. It's two times this and then you gotta do that and you gotta do this and you gotta do something else to get to four. It's that system.
And if you wanna keep something from them, kids, just write it in cursive. They can't read it anyways.
That's starting to come back.
Like her with basketball.
And I think a lot of them are starting to make them.
She's gonna play 1 year and she's gonna be writing courses.
I put you have the signature.
But friggin',
nothing would be your own.
Well, we're going way back. Well, put your mark on here.
What if the power's out, your phone's dead?
What about the instrument?
It's just like going to a gas station. If their credit card readers are down, people freak out. It's like, oh, don't keep some cash in case.
Plan on sticking around.
All these places don't wanna deal with it.
You got that piece.
Credit card, that's it.
Up in Oregon.
Well, they wanna help so many of them are. Cause then you don't have employees stealing money.
I mean, everyone.
You know, like in a bar, serving all them drinks at the Monday games?
Yeah.
Nobody's touching your cash.
Too many choices in sports.
The system broke down.
Anything that somebody thought was a good idea to call a sport.
But the downside all around, banking and the government and everybody, everything's digital. If they wanna.
Sign my daughter up for basketball.
One key punch and you're done.
They know every penny you spend.
Where are you spending? And if they wanna cut your funds.
No more for you. You had enough.
We used to play basketball. We were lucky we had 42 kids total between all the schools.
Well.
You got a dollar and I buy some from you and give you a dollar, then you buy it from Terry and then he buys from her. That's still a dollar. But if I give you a credit card, 3% comes off there. Then 3% comes off there.
From the seven kids.
So if you keep that charge,
they charge you that 3% reduced.
I understand what I'm saying is, so after so many transactions, a dollar is a dollar.
Yeah.
It's like.
With the card and who makes all the money?
Broke it up some because when they managed that every kid had to play.
On top of charity, you get 30% for the card.
Running them for one playing Pokemon, say, they play. They had to play at least Amazon.
But look at this.
It made it fair because 1 year cheap the kid, you know, get, you can check kids everywhere.
Well, that's free.
Because it wasn't right for the kids.
You get more money. Cards.
And.
You get more money.
They had kickoff return. They had kickoff. They had offense, they had defense, and still had that.
Cause like it's supposed to be at least $5 or more for being one in the score. Cause it's a
minimum purchase.
But they have to do what I guess.
But the bank charges, say, like Jack's, the bank charges them a percentage for kicking them cards.
And then maybe for
the convenience.
Plus you gotta pay a percentage for using the cards. Plus the interest.
Oh, and then for like going, and then for like.
That's what I complain about, the clay football. It's bad enough that the kids get recruited out of here and go play for the private schools. But now you got soccer competing against them. And isn't lacrosse a ball sport as well?
Yeah, they must be discussing some other places.
No, right?
Too many sports.
Way too many.
Yeah. And that's okay for play. They got.
The money man's in there.
They got almost enough. What about you know?
Concerning the misuse of funds.
Yeah, but if you look at your tax bill for general schools.
It's
almost like Oregon. It's about almost 3/4 of a pie. Then there's the fire department in there, then there's the county.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, if we as the fire department got the money that the school got, oh, you could have three completely staffed fire stations.
Well, they're going to get that on the ballot or property tax. They're trying to get that on the ballot or property tax does.
Oh, I know. That's going to destroy the building. It all started out at the state level where the schools, which turned everything up when they took the big industry, took that money away from the school system. BP and them supported Oregon schools. It wasn't a burden on the taxpayers at that point. And they removed the refineries and all the big business out. That just about killed Oregon schools.
And I know everybody you put on the fire department has to take a physical.
We get.
Now, is there any physical requirements for being on the fire department as far as lifting? Say, you go to work for UPS, you've got to be able to carry 7 pounds.
To operate the fire department for a year, and that included
the director's salary.
Is there any physical?
Director's salary, and a little bit that you pay the rector, it was $25 a meeting or whatever.
Right, at my age, I'll carry somebody up down the guy, the steps, I throw them over my shoulder, and whatever. Need an $18,000 chair?
When we went that route, and you're throwing around some big people, there were a lot of back injuries, and then you got people off work, so when you got.
The $45 for the meeting.
Seven people on the record, now you got $25 for overtime.
They're bigger expenses.
And some people get really hurt, life ending career. Take a person, a female size of sand.
Spraying. We do.
And out here especially, with volunteers, during the day when there's not a lot of people responding. You might get.
I hear how hard ones want to do all this stuff out here and this and that. By there a lot of nights, I look over towards that field on the two, there are nobody's on the grass.
I mean, I can say.
We really, we never use the gurney. You never use the gurney on.
And maybe if we got a stair chair with handles on it. Instead of waiting for up there.
You never take anybody up or down steps.
Get a damn appliance cart.
Just press here.
Shit already.
There's all kinds of grass left for this, you don't need a line.
Do you have to request the field to use it or anything?
I would use.
Can you just show up there if nobody's there?
In the last couple of years.
It's a lot of money, but.
But now they've started letting the Oregon schools, Oregon rep, get care of scheduling. But now they've locked it up, so nobody can use it.
For it, or they apply for a grant, where do you get the grant?
I don't know, some of it was, well, some of it, well, this was the best one.
Is it gonna be on the truck, or are you gonna put it on the truck?
I think it had something to do with whatever we do at the wind center.
What do you drag on top?
Offsetting things.
Well, no, it doesn't go on fire trucks, it goes on the transport.
Yeah, I know.
They've got side compartments for this stuff.
It's.
You gotta have a.
I'll take it back, like, trying to keep up with Oregon.
Well, we haven't given them nothing, something every year that they gotta.
Other than the rights.
Yeah.
Would have said, you know, to schedule.
I don't care. $500,000, don't tell me you can't.
$83.
Earmark 40 of it, $40,000. And support the rec department for 1 year, and then during that year.
I don't know.
Let people know.
Damn.
That we gotta have this levy passed.
And the thing is, I don't even think it would take that, Sandy, because, and I have that written down, because that was gonna be one of my questions. My question is, I would like to see a dollar figure from the rec board of what it costs, because Dave says he can get the field sprayed. So what does that cost? So you deduct that off of that, and he said he feels that he could get the uniforms paid for, so you deduct that off of there, and you've already deducted Gary's pay off there. So really, at the end of the day, what is the final dollar amount?
It isn't gonna be $40,000, but let me tell you, with, in the way that Dave wants to go to the businesses and get them to contribute.
Sponsor.
To pay for the jerseys and this and that. Well, you know what, if he starts doing that, and it can be done.
We did it when we were kids.
Absolutely.
Playing for Duns, the Oregon Gators.
Their name was on it.
Yep.
Sponsor name was on the jersey.
And once they do that, you'll never pass another rec levy. The people will say, well, the businesses are supporting it. Why do we have to pay a levy? You lose that rec levy, and you'll never get it back.
Yeah, the only bad thing about the rec levy being turned down was a lot of the people that voted against the rec levy were people that benefited from the rec over the years, or their kids had benefited from the rec over the years, then to turn around and say no, because they no longer have kids or something.
Yeah.
I never had kids until we got this monster. But unfortunately.
They must be firing 10 people.
I know, yeah.
Maybe they get rid of the whole zoning board.
Surprise!
Hey, you're gonna get a big slip when they come out.
That thing must have pizza delivered or something.
To tear.
No, it's lobster tails in the other room, we get the pizza out here. But friggin', you you know, I always support the kids in the schools, and I'm just done with it over there now. It's just like, here's how Genoa School District, they're sitting there as a fireman, there's 35 of us sitting in a room, they ask permission to come to our meeting, preach their case to build this complex. They come in, they put on a really nice presentation and everything, said we won't have to come back to the taxpayers for a long time if we get this through. Well, right after it's passed, the very next year and every year after that, they've been back asking for more money. And people finally start smartening up here a couple years ago and started voting no. Mm-hmm.
They must be related to our new zoning inspector, smooth talker.
Yeah. Don't live beyond your means at that point.
Yeah.
Gucci
shoes. You know, there's stuff that we do in Genoa that shouldn't be done that could go to better use. And it's just...
Well, what we got to... I don't know what the expense is, but we got to pay to play in Oregon.
Yeah, you
don't let us do it
free.
You
got to feed it, pay up.
Pearson Township was always in to pay to play at the Oregon facility.
Right.
Well, that's like when... Well, way back when my cousin Bob was the rec director, Bob Perry, we were trying to go to Oak Harbor, trying to convince the trustees here that we'd join the league with Oak Harbor, but we'd also talked about, because at that point, Grottle, with the lot down here at Peach Out, Route 2, was going to give that to the township, but he wanted sole concessions. Well, they got into a big thing over that, and it didn't happen, but that was, we were going to do our own rec complex. Then Genoa and like Port Clinton, all the little ones would come in, and we'd have our own. And you wouldn't be playing in up there where whatever your last name was, you got to play.
Yeah, right.
So, you know.
I'll tell you one thing, Mike. A lot of my grandkids played out there at Oregon Rec. One damn nice facility. Their ball fields are, or baseball, softball, t-ball fields are first class. They've got at least four or more soccer fields, flag football fields. They take nice care of it. They put a lot of money in that.
Bill Coombs facility. Yeah, they named it after Bill Coombs.
I know you've got a nice
four fields there when I was a kid.
Huh?
Bill Coombs.
No.
One, two, Owski, three, and four.
Yep. We got it's
and it was all on that
fields.
Diamond.
Yep.
Five field, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you wanted to have an exciting night, you went up and you sat in the middle and watched all the games.
Yep. One and two, three and four, and Owski.
And if you were a littler kid, they used to let you play on Owski once.
Yeah,
it's a
it was,
season or whatever.
It was like going to
the
football diamond.
Yeah.
Like junior.
I drove down Star Avenue the other day
for football.
And
we got to look
in there into the park. And remember all the ball fields that used to be there?
Where's that?
Pearson Park.
Oh, yeah, they were those like years.
And I didn't realize that they took them out. It was all like, I'm assuming like some nature grassers because it looked all.
Yeah, it was a nature thing. All the grass growing
with them. I used to play in the league there.
Yeah. Them are all gone.
No, they used to have the church leagues up there and stuff.
Yeah. They used to be pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
They took care of them pretty well.
Yeah, we played there. And then we played, remember the ball diamond?
Where
the parking lot is.
Yeah.
In Curtis.
Did you ever play in Curtis?
Yeah. And then the
did
ball,
you play in Curtis?
At Dunn's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And in the adult league?
No, in the kids.
Oh, you missed it then.
And then
yeah, I played in the adult league.
Yeah.
And then the little ball field they had at Clay High School.
Uh-huh.
Right outside the auto mechanics and the baseball field right there.
Yeah.
It's a parking lot now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a little ball field right there behind Clay Elementary.
You forget how many diamonds were at Eisenhower.
See, I didn't go to Eisenhower.
You had two fields down at Mont Carmel. There's
yeah,
at least
was.
Two.
Yeah.
There at Mont
at least
Carmel.
Two.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the church leagues and a lot of your bar leagues and stuff played in a lot of those too. And then the elementary kids always played at like Eisenhower. Bassett had the same thing Eisenhower had. So they had plenty of fields. But over the years, that stuff just more and more went away because for the longest time, the rec. The rec did, but the maintenance more did it. We go up and drag all the fields and everything where I felt it's at the school. they run equipment up there all the time, why didn't they drag the fields just for the kids that go to that school to start with?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we had all those fields. We still dragged the ones down at Mount Carmel too.
When had school had what?
Yeah,
that's where my kids played.
Yeah.
You're right.
Now, there was a lot of places that went to the wayside that could have been used now, but it had kept a lot of money to keep and maintain, so.
So what did they spray this field for, like weed killer? Is that what they, fertilizer?
It sprayed for weeds twice or three treatments, but it isn't the whole thing for weeds. Mm-hmm. It's only within the diamonds and maybe just outside of the outfield a little ways, and that's it. Everything is fertilized, which we've proved it, like with the new expansion of the cemetery. It's cheaper if we call them Helena. They come over, they make three passes, and they drive out, and they're done, and it's about half the price.
Really?
Yes. So.
Okay, is that what you want or what?
We thought we were going to
see
the
can they do that, Kevin? Can they do that to those fields?
Those over there. Yeah.
I heard a motion to adjourn.
So we have to make a motion to leave executive session, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, and then no decisions were made.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to leave executive session.
I can second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton. Yes. Bo Miller.
Yes.
No formal action was taken. Okay, any other new business? I think that covers everything. Nope. Okay, on to public participation. Please state your name for the board, and everyone gets 5 minutes.
Five?
Yep. Hi.
Hi. Sandy Nissen. Make sure you get that right.
Yes. Do you have that one back on?
Yeah, it's stayed on.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's still on.
I'd like to talk about the rec levy and the rec department. I know their levy didn't pass the last time. I know that you're planning on putting it back on the ballot, hopefully, either in May or next November. So what we're talking about here is how we're going to support the rec department for 1 year. The total cost of what we take in from the levy is $40,000. We have in our general fund $548,421. Is there some reason why this board can't look at that and say we would like to earmark $40,000 for the rec department to get by 1 year? In the meantime, get your levy committee or whoever you want and get them working on that, and let the people know that if they don't vote for the rec levy this time, then we're not gonna have a rec department. It's gonna be pay to play, pay for everything. But I feel like you guys are jumping way ahead of the game. Bo's already, we're rid of the rec director, so we have nobody doing the jobs that he was doing. Dave has an idea of going and asking people for donations, which is a good thing to do, but once the people see that you don't need the levy because you can go out and get the donations to support it, why would they vote for it? Why would they vote for a levy? So I wish that you guys would take a different route on this. $40,000 to take care of the kids in the community?
That's just the income, Sarah. That's okay. Just the income from property taxes. That's not the expenses from the rec fund. You didn't ask for that. You just want to know how much the tax is.
How much are the expenses for the
putting them on the spot.
Come
Well, and Sandy, and okay, so you're questioning how our tactic is what to do with the rec, but if we could look at it the same way, well, if you guys can pay for it out of the general fund, what do we need to fund the levy for? Right?
Let them know. It's for 1 year. It's to get by, and you're making cuts. You're not going to use the fertilizer as much. You're not going to do the weed spraying as much. You're already saving money by not having a rec director. You're cutting the expenses.
Yeah, I mean, we are. We're definitely cutting the expenses, you know. It's just, is it, do we bear the full load of this? Or do we share some of the load? That's the question that we're having the discussion on.
I don't think we can justify bearing the full load. I mean, it did go out on the ballot. It was voted down. That is the voice of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, that may change if it's back on the ballot. But for the time being, I think that's kind of the status quo. And that's what I'd rather work with.
Do you know how much it costs us to play for at Oregon? What they dink us every year?
It's the last bill was like $17,000.
For
the Jerusalem kids.
For everything, the soccer, the baseball, football.
That's for the year, though.
Yeah, for the year. That's
pretty cheap, really. Yeah. I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
Yeah, because I think he said last year the biggest playing sport was the baseball.
Yeah.
And I will tell you right now for fall basketball, because my daughter signed up, City of Oregon has 42 basketball teams right now.
Wow.
Signed up. So if you think about that, how many of them are Jerusalem kids in 42 teams?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of kids.
I'm trying to keep it.
Are we talking?
Yes.
Yeah. Different age. So we're definitely trying to keep it going, Sandy. There's no, we could have threw the towel in on this, and we're talking ideas. I've reached out to the rec board tonight and asked them to attend the November meeting.
Yep.
I think it was the November 11th meeting.
November 11th, yep.
To hear what they have to say, and then we can make some decisions. I mean, I'm taking everything you're saying into consideration, definitely, on that. So we're just talking ideas, you know.
Yeah. Checking that lunch voucher thing. People that are playing the system are playing that system.
I agree.
Better. So you're taking away from a kid who maybe their parents aren't quite there or don't want to play the system and not allowing them a chance to play because their parent will say, we cannot afford it.
Well, I appreciate your input.
One more detail.
Okay, anybody else?
So report.
Okay. I'm Blake Hollowell. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm Blake Hollowell. While you guys were in executive session there, I took the liberty of drawing a sketch here on the whiteboard. This is Cedar Point Road. This is a 8810. I live at 8410 down here, so this is half mile, three quarters of a mile down the road. In the state of California in Los Angeles, an Uber driver went up to the right-of-way on the High Line, and he set a place on fire and killed 12 people. What we have on Cedar Point Road is I have 130, 140 paces between these two lines. That top line is 7,200 volts to ground, bare. This is the green neutral, and this is the cable TV. These are, when I ride my bike, my flag can hit this one. These are trees. The Uber driver's not going to have to do this. The northeast wind will come in here, and it'll gallop that High Line, it'll catch it on fire, and we'll burn the whole block. It might kill somebody.
So you're saying the power lines in that area are too low?
The power line needs attention. Okay. Who does that?
Edison. Yeah, Edison.
But is that someone in this room can help us, or do I have to go to the county?
Yeah, I can send them a message.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be great. You said what block?
It's right at 8810, and it's a hazard. And if this is continued to let go, this will burn, and this will be a huge fire, and there may be a loss of life.
That's all I got.
And the wine's up here too. This is for the marsh, and this isn't nothing about against Jake or anybody that's doing anything in that marsh. But somebody's setting this up to burn. And Mike DeWine's name's on that. The only person is on that sign is Mike DeWine.
Thanks, Blake. I'll reach out to Toledo Edison. I'll put that on my to-do list, see if I can get him to look at it.
And you can stop by if you want to show you what it is, but it's rather obvious to anybody that's got two eyes and a brain.
Yeah, I'll drive down there in the morning. All right, who's next? Jim.
Yeah, I'd like to address something that I believe I may have heard of at the last public hearing on the tax issues, 7 and 8. Early on, I had went to the superintendent of Oregon schools about the roads not being plowed and the cancellation of buses. And then at that meeting, I believe David and one other member of the trustees said that if our roads aren't plowed out here, they will cancel all of Oregon schools. That's exactly opposite of what the superintendent told me. He says they drive their districts. And if they would come out here and our roads weren't plowed, they would still transport Oregon kids. So they're not gonna, so I'm just asking before the next public hearing to get it straight, because there's two.
I'll call him up, because that's what he told me. It's all shut down.
That's what he told me. He says, well, yeah, why would we cancel 85 or 90% of the kids? Because 15% of them can't be reached. They would cancel coming into the township. And that's what I was trying to clear up for the levy committee. So I think that should be cleared up before you can handle it.
I'll call again.
Yeah, because
Kevin,
the total city is canceled for school.
Yeah.
If they can't get out here?
Yep.
If they can get all through Oregon, they're gonna cancel all the schools.
Everyone.
Okay. Everything.
And that's not what he told, that's not what the superintendent told me.
Because we could have, let's just use this for instance, just here in Jerusalem Township.
Okay.
If every road was cleaned here and every road was cleaned in the city of Oregon, but our county roads were not, they would cancel
six
the whole
earlier.
System.
The whole system. Okay. I'm just saying we got two different answers on two different days.
Yeah. Oh, so usually
not when you're here, it doesn't let you see who's viewing it.
They'll call me and we'll have conversations like at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning when they're out riding. Right. They'll call and ask, like, if they've been out here, and they'll say, okay, what do you figure time-wise before you can have the rest of your roads cleaned if it's just us, per se?
Okay.
And I would give them an estimate, and that would start putting the wheels into motion. Do they delay for an hour? Do they not delay 2 hours? Or if I tell them, well, due to the wind and everything, this is just going to be an ongoing thing through the day. They may cancel school. When in the city, you're protected, and out here, you're not.
They don't see what we've got.
And right now, the way they shuffle kids in the Oregon School District, they bring kids from up in Coy and bring them to Jerusalem. I don't understand the math.
Well, I was just, I just wanted, before the public meeting, I wanted to get it straight.
Then kids are on the school bus in 1 hour.
But that's the way they've always done it since I worked here. It's a total district. The only way they would cancel separately was the unique situations we just had with the water main breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Like Eisenhower School had failed by a certain time to have water back up, so they would close Eisenhower. Same thing with Jerusalem. So that would separate a school district. So those kids would not have school.
Okay.
Okay.
You still want me to call Jim, or?
That's up to you guys.
That's up to you. I just.
Well, he didn't.
I
he
just
call
was
you?
Surprised. I just was surprised when I heard.
Didn't he call you?
Yeah.
Jim Fritz called you and told you because he had heard that.
Yeah, well, there was some scuttlebutt, you know,
on
Facebook.
They sent three people on him, the assistant superintendent, and the head of the bus garage. And they drive all the districts. And then when I explained that we may not saying we will, but we may not be able to have the roads plowed, possible. And he goes, oh, yeah, we would just not come into the township.
Well,
that's up to you.
Yeah, you got to remember, Jim, they're pulling people even from Bay Shore all the way out here too to come to, you know, they shut down Wynn School. So they, you know, there's no way they could have part of the school district shut.
I did talk to a couple bus drivers and they said if they come across a situation where they're not safe, they can call into the bus garage and say, hey, we can't make it down Corderay any further, or Veeler or something. So that's up to the bus driver, but as long as you've got it straight, I'm fine with that, but.
Okay.
There was two different answers from the same person.
Okay, anybody else? Scott?
Scott Henniger. Just curious of why we don't have a zoning report. We have an assistant and a zoning inspector. Is it because they're that good, they're not working on anything, or they didn't feel like giving you guys one?
I think our requirement's one report a month.
One a month.
So that's what we're gonna hinge on, is one a month?
We always kinda have.
That's what it's always been.
Yeah.
For all the departments.
But usually they give them, there was some representation here, most of the time, but, okay. And then with that, I do want to ask another question. So if you go back and listen to the audio from last month's meeting, around minute 4:30 to 4:50, when Jacob says he had a meeting and they were in agreements, I would like to know when that meeting was held, was the public invited, and where does that fall underneath the Ohio Revised Code and the Sunshine Law?
Who was the meeting with? I mean, I...
Go back to 4:30 and 4:50 area timeframe of last month's meeting, sat right here and said he had a meeting, and I want to know who the meeting, where it was held, and who was all invited. Because obviously they agreed upon something, they discussed township business, and I want to know if that's in coordinates to the codes. Because he said he's been around long enough in this business for 25 years, he actually called it a business. That was at our last zoning board meeting.
I can follow up with him and find out. I don't remember the specifics.
The audio.
Facebook. Just go back to Facebook and rewind.
Oh, was it on? That was streamed?
Yeah.
Not zoning meeting.
Website.
This was at a...
Was it a zoning meeting or a trustee meeting?
Just go back and see if... I don't feel...
It was a trustee meeting?
No, I feel it was...
It couldn't be at that time.
It was not at the trustees meeting. It was a meeting, and he stated that they were all in agreements. And...
I guess so.
No, it was at the last trustees meeting. I think it was, like I said, the way I look at it and the way I perceive it is, or other people perceive it, is going to be a different way. But in the way I look at it is, it could have been during the week, and there's no reason that anybody should be in that room over there discussing anything and making any agreements for everybody on the same page.
Yeah, I can reach out to him and get more details for you.
Just look at it and let me know what you think.
Sure, yeah.
But that's all I have.
September 23rd.
Is that all you got, Scott?
All right.
Anybody else? Okay, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I can second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton? Yes. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Time is 8:43. Oh, no face.